time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, June the 20th, 2019, 15, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Filling in for Charlie Evers, who's a little under the weather, but he will be back very soon. Last I heard, he'll be back tomorrow, so we will look forward to that. But we've got a lot of trivia on the table here. Anybody with any answers, 740-383-9944. We have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have some tickets to Zumbezi Bay. So we've got a lot of stuff out there that maybe you'd be interested in, or just answering the trivia questions. Let's run through them one more time here. When Taco Bell tried to open up in Mexico, I've said this a million times, when Taco Bell tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions, they used a different name than Taco Bell. They did not use the name Taco Bell. What name did they use? Now, the big hint on this again is that they used... Mexican people don't think of Taco Bell as Mexican food. So, how would they refer to a Taco Bell in Mexico? That's the big hint on the name there. Does anybody know? Our only donut question that's left. What does the size of the donut hole in the center of the donut represent in society? How big or small that donut hole is said to represent something in society? Does anybody know what that is? Any guesses? George Harrison, legendary member of the group The Beatles, joined what group on stage after the Beatles broke up to play? For the first time he was back on stage, he joined what group on stage? Does anybody know? And I guess nobody's Googled this one yet. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? Juk, Kuk, and Tuk. Does anybody know? What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Kind of an interesting question. We've had several guesses. This is a very well-known world leader, and the person is, of course, long dead. But what world leader would have been a child prodigy in mathematics? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? The first group that ever ate fast food. Does anybody know what group that was? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the mathematics, I can't say it, mathematic one. Would that be the Shah of Iran?
Not the Shah of Iran, but, we're getting close.
I know it. I can't think of anything else. Okay, Dan.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. What we're looking for there is what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? A world leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics. Now, we've had guesses of the Shah of Iran, we've had Sadat, we've had Golda Meir, but this is just Winston Churchill, I think, was a guest earlier on. This is a very famous world leader who was a child prodigy in mathematics, which I think would help out if you were a world leader. Does anybody know who this child prodigy was who became a very famous world leader that you would know, who was a child prodigy in mathematics? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? We still don't have that one. The first group that ever ate fast food. I don't even know if we've had a guess on that. Does anybody know how far back fast food goes enough to tell us who the first group was that ever ate fast food? Now, we still have a Marion question left here. What store took Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when they moved to a new location? Go ahead, caller.
What's that first group, Bill Haley?
What was that?
Bill Haley and Combo.
Let me see here. No, I don't think that's right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. All right, the question is, what store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved to the Walmart Plaza in the Marion Plaza? What store took their spot? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the band Boy George Harrison, was it Boy George?
Not Boy George, but, you know, you're in the right area of the world with that one.
I know, but I don't know any of the bands. These weird ones keep popping up. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the question is, what group, well, maybe this isn't, it's a group. I guess there's music, but maybe it wouldn't necessarily be considered a band. Maybe that's what's throwing people off. What group did George Harrison, legendary Beatle, first perform with after the Beatles had ended? Now, it would have been where he was from, and it would have been where the Beatles were from. But maybe not necessarily a music group. Maybe just a group, very famous group in that area that he got up and did some music for. Does anybody know what that group would have been? Can anybody think of a big popular group in that part of the world? You might get the question right. 740-383-9944. What store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved out of the Marion Plaza? When they moved down by Walmart, which ended up not being a very good move because they weren't there very long, what store took their spot in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know what store that was? This one we just added before the break. What national chain of stores made it to every state in 1995? It took them a while, but they had a store in every state as of 1995. So again, that new question we asked just before the break, what store made it to the point where they had a location in every state in 1995? What national chain was that? All right, and I'll add one more question here today. What famous visitor attraction was built as an exhibit? Now, this is kind of interesting because this is one of the most famous places people visit every year. Every year, people go to this place. But it was originally built just as an exhibit. It wasn't supposed to be anything more than an exhibit. But so many people came to it, now it's one of the places people go most every year. So the question is, what famous visitor attraction was built as an exhibit? Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is Walmart the store in every state?
Yes, in 1995, Walmart ended up having a store in every state.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yep, that was the answer to that one. It took them a while. I think Walmart started in the 70s, but by 1995, and ever since, Walmart has had a store in every state in the United States. So there's that. All right, what questions do we have left here? What famous visitor attraction was built as an exhibit? Does anybody know that? What famous visitor attraction was built as an exhibit? Kind of interesting. What store took over Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when Big Bear moved down by Walmart? Does anybody know what store took their spot? Any answers on that one? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? The first group that ever ate fast food. That's still on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Myers?
Which one?
It replaced Big Bear?
It wasn't Meyer. Meyer had actually left before Big Bear did.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No, good guess. Thank you. Yeah, the question is, what store replaced Big Bear in the Marion Plaza when they moved down to where the Walmart area is? Well, it's actually Kroger now. They're on Route 95. But when Walmart left the Marion Plaza, what store took their spot? Does anybody remember what moved in there after Big Bear left? That's a question. Does anybody know what world leader, very well-known world leader, was a child prodigy in mathematics? A world leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Woolworth that went in there at Big Bear?
No. It was actually after that.
After that, okay.
After that. Thank you. Yep, we're looking for the store that replaced Big Bear when Big Bear moved down to where Kroger is now on Route 95 when they left the Marion Plaza. What store took their spot in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know the answer to that? Does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? We've still got that one out there. The world leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics. And I guess nobody's looked this up on their smartphone yet. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? Juk, Kuk, and Tuk. George Harrison joined what group on stage after he left the Beatles? What was the first group he joined on stage? Now, it would have been in the area where George Harrison was from, and where the Beatles were from. Now, again, I'm not saying it's a music group. It's just a very popular group from that area. You still hear a lot about this group today. Does anybody know the group? Does anybody know what the size of the donut hole has to do with society? What does the size of the donut hole have to do with society? How big or large that donut hole is, that hole in the center of the donut, what does that have to do with society? Now, again, remember, obviously, if the hole is smaller, you're using more ingredients. If the hole is bigger, you're using less ingredients. So what would that have to do with society? How big or small that hole is? What would that be in representation of? 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Tickets for the Wilds here today. Got one winner so far, Charlie Durst. Tickets to the Wilds. 29 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers, and we'll be back in about a minute. Stay tuned. Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political...
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, June the 20th, day before summer. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Super Duper?
Not Super Duper. Super Duper. Where was Super Duper? Wasn't Super Duper out there on Route 4? Where the batting cages are now?
I'm not sure about that, Scott. I'm not sure.
I thought they were... You know, when you go out Route 4 and you go way out there and there's those batting cages now there on the right, just when you pass Barks Road?
Uh-huh.
I've always thought that was Super Duper.
Well, it used to be IGA at one time.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember it being the IGA. But the store that replaced Big Bear, I don't think Super Duper was ever there, but... When Big Bear closed, this store moved in. So keep thinking.
Oh, yeah, I will. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The question there is, when Big Bear left their spot in the Marion Plaza, they moved down by Walmart. What store took their spot in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know? What store took their spot in the Marion Plaza, Big Bear, when they moved down where Kroger is now on Mount Vernon Avenue? Does anybody know the name for Taco Bell in Mexico? We may never get that one. And I've tried to... I don't know... The last question is about the... Or the last hint was about the biggest hint I can ever give to that. What people in Mexico might... call that. Go ahead, caller.
I think your batting cages are long gone and the Westwater plumbing store's in there now.
Oh, is that right? The batting cages closed up.
Well, I think so. If we got the same building, it's where the A&P used to be.
Yeah, yeah. When you go down Route 4, right there on the other side of Barks Road, where Barks Road meets Route 4, yeah, that brown building out there.
Yeah, Westwater's in there now.
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, Super Duper used to be there, too, didn't they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I thought Super Duper was out there. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, I thought Super Duper was out there. You know, it's the building, if you're going out Route 4, like you're going out of town, like you're going to Richwood, there's a gas station there, I think it's a Moto Mart, and you pass that, and then it's where Barks Road meets Route 4, there is a store there on the northeast side of the road, and I think that used to be Super Duper. You know, that was a weird location because there was never really anything else there. And I always thought, boy, this is a weird location for a grocery store because it's really kind of out of the way when you think about it. Go ahead, caller.
That building on Route 4 was the IGA Food Liner. It was that for years. And my wife says that Super Duper was at the mall.
Well, that might be true, too. I know there was a cash and carry at the mall at one point. And then I know there was... I'm trying to think what took over when cash and carry left. But I do think Super Duper had more than one location, but I do think they were out there for it. I think it was when IGA closed or before IGA.
Well, I'm 70 years old, and there was nothing there before that was an IGA. When I was a kid, it was the IGA Foodliner.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
But that's where, if we came to Marion from Richwood, that's where we shopped at on the way home.
Yeah, well, I just, for some reason, I thought that was Super Duper, but I could be wrong on that. Where do you think Super Duper in the mall then, right?
Yeah, she thought it was where the L part went off.
Oh, well, that could be right. But I know it wasn't over by Big Bear.
No, I don't think it was over there either.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that's one for Super Duper being out there and one against. Does anybody remember for sure if Super Duper was out on Route 4 as you're going out of town? You know, apparently it's a plumbing place now. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, when I came up here, Super Duper was in the mall, and there was a Twin Fair there, and I think that it was just gravel.
Just,
and then I think Super Duper moved across where Penny's is, where that Chinese restaurant. I think they moved in that little section there, and then they went out, I think.
So they were never out there on Route 4?
No, as far as I know, it was only IGA out there.
Only?
But I knew Super Duper when I first came. I shopped there, and there was only two little stores. And it was like, when you got out of the car, it was like muddy because it was like gravel. It wasn't even blacktop.
Oh, well, I don't know why, for some reason, I can remember going into that store out there, because I remember there were only two stores in town that had those carts that folded up, and you remember those carts? I don't know why they did away with them, but they used to fold up, and when you'd pull them, you had to pull down the back side of the cart.
I don't remember that.
Oh, they're hard to explain, but I think they did that so there'd be more room to put the carts. But the carts, the bottom part of the cart where you would put your groceries went up. So when you pulled the cart out, you had to unlock it.
Well, that would be neat. I think Super Duper was along where those restrooms were, like around in that area somewhere.
It could be. I don't know why. That's the only thing I really remember about that grocery store out on Route 4 was the carts. When you walked in, I remember the carts, because there was one other store in town that had carts like that.
Okay, because I don't think I ever went to that IGA, but for some reason it seemed like Super Duper moved across to that little, I know there's a Chinese restaurant there, and there used to be a dollar store. It went out. But it seems like they moved there, and then they were, like, gone. So.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of what I remember, so.
Well, that could be right. I wouldn't deny it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was no Super Duper out on Route 4. I don't know why I thought that was where Super Duper was. Now, I don't remember it being in the mall area. The only grocery store I remember in the mall area was Cash and Carry. But I know there were others there before that. But I always thought Super Duper was out on Route 4. I thought it was the last grocery store there before they closed up and became batting cages. Does anybody have that recollection of Super Duper being on Route 4, just beyond the Barks Road Interpass out there? 740-383-9944. The question that this actually came off of is, we still don't have this answer yet, what store took over Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when it moved down to where Kroger is now on Mount Vernon Avenue? What store went in that spot where Big Bear used to be? Does anybody know? Does anybody know what famous visitor attraction, visited by tons of people every year, started as an exhibit? It was built just to be an exhibit, and now it's one of the places that people visit most every year. It's one of those things that kids and adults say, before I die, I've got to go visit this place. When they're planning their summer trips, a lot of them say, I've got to get to this spot. It's one of the places in the world that everybody wants to see. But it started as an exhibit. So the question is, what famous visitor attraction was originally built as an exhibit. Does anybody know what that was? Or the store that took over Big Bear's spot when they moved out of the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? First group that ever ate fast food. I don't think we've ever had a guess on that yet. But we want to know the first group that ever ate fast food. George Harrison, legendary member of the Beatles, performed with a group after he left the Beatles. What was that group? Not necessarily a music group, although he did perform, and I'm sure he did some kind of musical performance. Does anybody know what that group would have been? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? And I'm sure I'm mispronouncing these. I'm almost positive. That's why I'm spelling them for you. J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three things are? What happens if you type one of those into your phone? J-U-K, T-U-K, K-U-K? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Woolworth that went into Big Bear?
I think they were there actually before Big Bear.
Oh, okay.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, not Woolworths. I believe they were there before Big Bear. Matter of fact, they might have been there kind of in that Meijer area, because Meijer used to be on the end, and then there was Big Bear. But Big Bear left to go down where Walmart is, and in the plaza, that left a hole. Does anybody know what filled that hole where Big Bear was? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the first people to eat fast food, would that be the Boy Scouts?
Not the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
Nope, good guess. Who were the first people to ever eat fast food? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Now remember, I said it's kind of like the Pilgrims or the Native Americans or the Vikings, that type of group, not a nationality. But what was the group? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Okay, I'm hard, but the idea on Nearby Box Room, that was the only store that was over there, was IGA.
All right.
Okay, now, Big Bear, when they moved off of North Main Street out to the plaza, Woolworths sat next to them. There was Wells, you had Big Bear, then you had Woolworths. Was there in the plaza.
Right, but do you remember what took Big Bear's spot?
I know it was another grocery store, but I can't name the name of it right offhand.
Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we're looking for the name of the grocery. Well, I'll tell you that. The business. Let's put it that way. What business took Big Bear's spot when they left the Marion Plaza and moved down where Kroger is on Mount Vernon Avenue? And apparently, I am completely wrong on this super duper thing being on Route 4. I don't, I remember it being an IGA. I do remember that. But I thought that that grocery store on Route 4, just beyond the Barks Road impasse, was a super duper. For some reason, that's what I remember it as. Does anybody else? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Very well-known world leader. Long dead. But you would definitely know the name. And I can see where being a mathematic prodigy would help in this particular job. 740-383-9944. What was Taco Bell's name when they opened in Mexico? Now remember, it all has to do with the fact that Mexican people did not think Taco Bell was Mexican food, so they referred to it as something else. Does anybody know what that was? Go ahead, caller.
Was what? Hey, Super Duper and Twin Fair were side by side at what is now the the mall.
Yeah,
on 423.
But Super Duper was never on Route 4 then.
No, it's always been the IGA.
Always the IGA. Okay, well,
as far as I know.
Hey, hang there. We're coming up on a break. Hold on.
Okay.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this summer eve, first day of summer tomorrow, filling in for Charlie Evers on this day. We expect him to be back tomorrow, as I understand it. And don't forget, Lulu Roman, legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, will be in Marion next Friday, June the 28th, on air here in the studio from 10:10 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then at Perkins that night. 5:10 until 9 p.m. signing copies of her new autobiography. All right. So no Super Duper on Route 4 here in Marion. Got it all wrong.
Yeah. Do you know what 7 days without fruitcake makes?
Me
makes
happy?
1 week. Makes 1 week. So you have to have your fruitcake once a week.
I don't even think you can get fruitcake this type of year.
Probably not, but there might be some people that are fanatics. Well, anyway, what was out there, at the plaza when Big Bear moved out?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I know it was there before it was Meyer. It was King's.
Yeah.
Remember King's?
I do. That was in the Meyer position, but do you remember?
Right. But what was there before or after? You mean after Big Bear?
Yep, when Big Bear took off, and
isn't that the Dunham's now?
Kinda. I believe the hair salon is there now, and I believe there's a church there now.
Yeah.
But before the church and before the hair salon, there was a business there for a period of time after Big Bear left.
Hmm. Well, let me get out of here. Somebody call in and let's learn what it was.
Let's learn. Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I actually did not remember this till the other day when Terry Tackett pointed it out, and then I thought, oh, yeah, I do remember that place. And Save-A-Lot is kind of in that area right now. But there was a store there in the Marion Plaza after Big Bear moved down to where Kroger is now on Mount Vernon Avenue. Which wasn't a good move for them because they closed up not too long after that. But when they left the Marion Plaza, a store opened up in their old spot on the Marion Plaza, in the Marion Plaza. Does anybody know what that store was? 740-383-9944, 48 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Or does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? That's another question we still don't have the answer for today. What worldwide attraction started out as an exhibit? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Odd Lots?
Not Odd Lots.
Okay.
All right. We're looking for what replaced Big Bear when they moved to Mount Vernon Avenue, where Kroger is now. What replaced them in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know what that was? Do want to get this in again. Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman, coming to WWGH Radio and Marion, Ohio on Friday, June the 28th, just about 8 days from now, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee-Haw, which debuted in 1969 on the CBS television network. Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992. She'll be live in studio here at WWGH Radio on Friday, June the 28th. From 10:10 to 11 a.m., she'll be doing an interview with me on her life and times and new autobiography. 11:10 to 12 p.m., she'll be on with myself and Weasel Boy. 12:10 to 1 p.m., she'll be on The Exchange Club with Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and myself. 1 to 3, she'll be a guest on The Charlie Evers Show. And 3:10 to 4 p.m., we'll be performing a live radio variety show. The old live radio variety shows of past. Won't that be fun? Then, don't forget, when that's all over, 5 to 9 that night, Lulu will be having a book signing for her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the Autobiography. This will be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. If you come in and buy the book, you'll get $10 off your meal. But remember, you've either got to be buying the book or eating, because Perkins is a restaurant. And Lulu will also appear on a long version of The Weasel Show on Saturday, June the 29th, from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. You can listen live at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. You can listen anywhere in the world. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way here in Marion. Lulu Roman, the legendary star of Hee-Haw, comes to Marion June the 28th and WWGH Radio starting at 10:10 a.m. next Friday. Don't miss it. All right, 51 and a half minutes past the hour. Anybody got any answers? What moved in to the Big Bear spot in the Marion Plaza after they moved out and went up the road a little way? I'm trying to think of how long this store that replaced Big Bear was there. They were there a while. It wasn't in and out. Does anybody know what store replaced Big Bear when they moved up the road a little ways on Mount Vernon Avenue? Any guesses? Does anybody know what group George Harrison performed with after he left the Beatles? Now, not a regular member of, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, there was a group that he got up and performed with after the Beatles had ended. Does anybody remember what that group was? Does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Now, this world leader is long dead, but very, very popular world leader. You would know the name. Who's that world leader? Now, here's the Taco Bell question again, and think about this. Okay, it's two words. They're American words. What we're looking for is, what was Taco Bell's name in Mexico when they tried to open up there on two different occasions? Now, here is the hint. Most Mexican people do not consider Taco Bell to be American, or don't consider Taco Bell to be Mexican food. So, how would those people refer to Taco Bell in Mexico? How would they refer to it? And you'd be surprised, that's what the name was in Mexico. Is anybody going to give it a shot? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know the first group to ever eat fast food? Now remember, it's not a nationality. It's not a business. It has to do with a group like the Pilgrims, Native Americans, something in that vein. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the Mexican, is it imitation Mexican?
Not imitation Mexican, but that's, you just got to think of how the Mexican people would refer to a Taco Bell when they don't believe that it's real Mexican food?
Probably egg.
Well, no, it's two words, and it's two fully formed American words.
So it's, I know, I guess, authentic before, and it's not that. Okay.
Nope. Keep thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, the question is, how do you think people in Mexico who do not think that Taco Bell is authentic Mexican food would refer to Taco Bell? Go ahead, caller.
Was Taco Bell called Tex-Mex?
Not Tex-Mex. Good guess, right, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not Tex-Mex. But you got to think, if you were in Mexico and you were of Mexican descent and you don't believe that Taco Bell is real Mexican food, how might you refer to that restaurant? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a question for you.
All right.
Okay. Talking about IGA, do you know what their letter stood for?
No, I don't.
It was Independent Grocers Association.
Independent Grocers. Now, didn't there used to be an IGA over by Fair Park as well?
Right, yeah. When the IGA left out there on Park Road, that's where they went to Fair Park.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
But they were called Independent Grocers Association.
Independent Grocers Association. Now, is it still called the IGA over there by Fair Park, or is it called something?
No, it's a Kingsaver.
Kingsaver, that's right. Where you don't—they don't put the tax on the food, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. You, well, hey, thanks.
That's where they moved to, and became the other store, and that was Kingsaver.
All right. Hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah,
that Kingsaver—you don't hear a whole lot about that. I think I was in there one or two times, but really, I don't know. Different type of store. Some people like it, I'm sure. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Does anybody know that group? Are we going to get the Taco Bell question? Does anybody? If you're in Mexico and you're a Mexican citizen and Taco Bell opens up and you don't believe that it's real Mexican food, two words, how would you refer to it? What might be the answer to that? That is the question. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have the answer to the donut hole?
No.
Did it have to do with the economy?
It did have to do with the economy. Now, how did you know that?
Just a guess.
Yeah, because they say the size, if the donut hole is bigger, it means the economy is not doing well. And if the donut hole is smaller, they say it is doing well. Would you like a prize today?
Sure.
All right. We have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and we have tickets to the Wilds.
I'll take the tickets to Zumbezi Bay.
All right. Let me get it written down here. And what is your name?
Larry Fitzwater, F-I-T-Z-W-A-T-E-R.
Okay, Larry, do you know where we're located?
Yes.
All right. Now, we close today at 1 o'clock, but we'll be open tomorrow from 10 to 3.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Larry got it. The size of the donut hole, as crazy as that sounds, is supposed to be an example of how well the economy's doing. If the donut has a bigger hole, it means the economy's not doing well. If the donut has a smaller hole, it means the economy is doing well. So next time you see a donut, take a look at it, and you'll know how the economy's doing. 740-383-9944. We've got all our donut questions answered. We can finally put those to bed. And we've had two winners today, Charlie Durst and Larry Fitzwater. Both got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. That's pretty good. We going to have any more guesses today before we go off the air here? What store took over Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when they moved up the road a little ways? Does anybody know what Taco Bell was called in Mexico? Also, before we sign off here today on the Charlie Evers Show, Charlie will be back tomorrow, do want to wish Jeff Ruth the best of luck, retiring tomorrow, 40 years on the air at WMRN. What a run, what a guy, what a just a fantastic standard bearer here in the Marion community. When you have a run like that of 40 years, you have to be doing something right. And really, he's one of the legends of radio here in Marion. A tremendous sports broadcaster and a guy who's been waking up people in the mornings for quite a while. So we certainly wish him well as he heads off tomorrow on his final day after 40 years. What a morning. So tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 a.m. on WMRN, the final Jeff Ruth program, and I believe the final episode of Tradio, as I've been led to understand. So congratulations, Jeff. Best of luck, and I'm sure we will talk soon. But for this day, we're done. Charlie will be back tomorrow, I think. Stay tuned for more programming.
Your GH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's ceiling. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so something's wrong here. I think she's got something